It's Thursday, July 18th, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. UK journalist Tim Stanley spoke to British members of Parliament during an event last Tuesday called the Global Persecution of Christian Minorities. Stanley had just returned from a visit to the Nineveh Plains in Iraq, warning, quote, "If we don't say what is really happening in the region, which is ethnic cleansing of both Christians and Yazidis, we allow the Islamic State and other perpetrators to get away with it," end quote. Despite the Islamic State being pushed out of the region, pockets of ISIS fighters continue to operate in the area, making life for Christian communities vulnerable. Hebrews 13, verse 3 says, "Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also." Earlier this month, Germany's court of Dusseldorf ruled that persecuted evangelical Christians from Russia should be granted asylum in Germany, reports Evangelical Focus. The Russian Christians fled to Germany after being verbally and physically attacked for their mission activities. The lawyer representing the Christians said Russian police did nothing to provide protection or stop the attacks. The Islamic country of the United Arab Emirates is set to approve 19 non-Muslim places of worship, 17 of which are in Christian communities. Ted Blake, the director of Open Doors Spain, welcomed the news, saying, quote, "This is apparently a serious initiative started by the Arab United Emirates. We want to trust that their intentions are good and that the outcome of this initiative is beneficial for the local Christians," end quote. The United Arab Emirates is one of 50 countries listed by Open Doors as the worst nations for Christian persecution. Despite an initial rejection from one Canadian theater chain, the pro-life movie Unplanned had a successful box office opening in Canada over the weekend. Unplanned grossed over $300,000 across 49 theaters, surpassing the per-theater average gross during the movie's opening weekend in the U.S. The movie's co-directors, Kerry Solomon and Chuck Gonzelman, said, quote, "Canadians are seeing the reality of abortion and the power of redemption. Hearts and minds are changing," end quote. Although fewer asylum seekers are set to enter America this year, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said it is his goal to help create the conditions for religious freedom in refugees' home countries. Pompeo made the remarks in connection with the Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom held at the State Department on Tuesday, attended by 1,000 political and civil society leaders from 130 countries. Pompeo told CBN News, quote, "As a Christian, we have these fundamental understandings from the Bible that talk about how you treat other human beings," end quote. David said in 2 Samuel 23, verse 3, "He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God." Abortion giant Planned Parenthood announced Tuesday that they will give up federal Title X program funding rather than follow a new Trump administrative rule that prohibits family planning dollars from going to abortion providers. Planned Parenthood said it will reject up to $60 million to continue referring and committing abortions as the Trump administration began to enforce the new rule this past Monday. Planned Parenthood also fired their new president, Leanna Wen, this week, saying they want a, quote, "more aggressive political leader," end quote. A New York federal judge sentenced Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to life in prison on Wednesday. Mexico extradited the 62-year-old drug lord to the U.S. to stand trial after escaping twice from Mexican prisons. Guzman's cartel is accused of smuggling nearly 200 tons of cocaine and other drugs into the U.S. and kidnapping, torturing, and murdering those who got in the way. In 2009, Guzman made the Forbes list of the world's richest men with an estimated worth of $1 billion. Psalm 37, verses 35 and 36 says, "I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found." And finally, in just a month, nearly 2,000 people have raised over $100,000 for pro-life journalist David Daleiden of the Center for Medical Progress. Daleiden faces a $195,000 fine for his undercover video evidence exposing Planned Parenthood's illegal sale of baby body parts. To learn more, visit the GoFundMe campaign linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, July 18th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.